because Ashley, I don't know where she is. She's away, so she left her podcast for us to play. What Pink sounds like, and I don't know what else I was gonna say. Well, today there's the open mic at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. Next Friday, that we have the Indie Pop Vancouver series also, and yeah, I think that's it for today. Well, thank you, Shalini, for coming.
Thanks for having me. This is really fun.
Yeah, good luck with your future gigs and the CD and everything. Next week, Ben Wilkins from Toronto is going to be on the show, on the first part of the show. And then Wayne Powell from Sinister Black. He always comes at the end of the year to share his wicked metal experiences. And he said he's going to play a couple of songs live. So, yeah, pretty excited to see what Wayne has in store for us. So let's finish with that song from Zeppelina, no? Let's finish with that song from Zeppelina. They're going to be performing on December 30th with Two Apple Tobacco. All-female Led Zeppelin cover band. And I'll see you next week.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let's us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. Without you, we are tons of the unsafer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. Without you, we are tons of the unsafer.
We've got a great program for you today here on What Pink Sounds Like. I, your host, Ashley Kissman, am doing a best of 2011. That's right. We're going to count down what I think are some of the best albums. In fact, the top 10 albums of 2011. And we're going to do it What Pink Sounds Like style. So we're going to keep within the theme. We're going to keep the songs and the tracks that you know and love from the show, with always, once of course, celebrating women in media and in music. So stay tuned. It's going to be a really fun show. And we'll maybe sneak in a little Christmas song for you. Get you ready for the holidays if you're one of those people who loves Christmas music. If you don't, I'll give you the clue. The cue, rather, to switch radio stations whenever you're ready. I'm one of those people, on the other hand, who I really do like the Christmas music, and I drive everyone nuts because I want to play it all the time. But that time is for later. Right now, I want to get you to realize what my number 10 pick is. And my number 10 pick, I have to say, is by the local band Kill Matilda off the album I Want Revenge. This album was really interesting because it was fairly new to me. I didn't really know what it was or realize it until basically they contacted me about getting some airtime and possibly an interview. And that's when I really just completely and utterly fell in love. And it's got a metal kind of garage rock sound, which, and I'm usually more biased towards R&B and hip hop and maybe more alternative music, but this one just really grabbed a hold of me. Maybe it's because I Want Revenge, the whole album is about zombies and this band fighting the zombie apocalypse. I don't know, and I just really love zombies right now. But I don't know, let me know what you think. Their interview is on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, if you want to go back and search for it. But until then, here is No Shame, right here on CITR.
Mind.
And that was Kill Matilda with No Shame off their album, I Want Revenge. Now, No Shame, it was interesting. They said the song came about from a deeper meaning of Dusty, the main vocal there, the main female front vocal, was really interested about making a song that really discussed kind of feminine sexuality and addressed it and allowed women that, you know, they shouldn't be ashamed of being sexual or being their sexuality, that there are ways to empower oneself by feeling sexual and feeling beautiful and being attracted to other women or other men in kind of that very sexual way, which at some points, you know, can obviously, in feminist studies, can make women feel quite guilty for feeling that way or looking too sexy, or if you're too sexy, you're going to bring bad things towards you and all of that, that load of poop, basically. But it's a great song, great powerful ballad, and Dusty really comes through with that on that record. So pick that out, I Want Revenge by Kill Matilda, local band. My number 9 on my Best of 2011 album list. Again, we are counting down to my number 1 album, but my number 9, I have to say, is by Betty Wright and The Roots. It's, again, a newer album. Betty Wright is, of course, a famous R&B musician, singer from the 70s, and she's recently, she's always been around kind of mentoring the pop stars of today, like Jennifer Lopez and Joss Stone, but she's recently come out with her own album. It's called Betty Wright the Movie. She grabbed a hip-hop band, The Roots, to come and help her out with it, and so I'm going to play a song from that album next. It's from Betty Wright the Movie. And this song is Whisper in the Wind, and it actually features one of the lovely young women she mentors, Miss Joss Stone. Here it is, right here on CITR.
Someone's holding on with all their might, and someone's letting go what no kiss goodbye, oh no, and someone is the answer to the question, why is that all that all our love has been just a whisper? Through thick and thin, I would never play ya. And if I was your mind, you were my heart inside. No lies could tie our hands, we were free, just you and me free. You meant so much to me, baby. Now look around.
feeling.
Just tell me now.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Is it all?
Is that all?
Is that all?
Is that all?
Is that all? Is that all?
Oh. I'm just a whisper.
Whisper.
In the wind.
In love. In love. Wind.
And those were the wonderful music stylings from Betty Wright, and that's off the album Betty Wright the Movie. Now, she wanted to call it Betty Wright the Movie because she wanted to make it seem like almost a soundtrack, a movie of her life, and she wanted to share that with everyone. So check that out. It was called Whisper in the Wind featuring Joss Stone, and the album is great. Great collaboration with the hip-hop band, also the house band for the Jimmy Fallon show late at night, The Roots. Up next, my number 8 on my best 2011 albums is Jen Grant off of the album Honeymoon Punch, and the song is called Walk Away. Now, Jen Grant has had one crazy year because not only did she put out a great album called Honeymoon Punch, but she also was nominated for the Polaris Music Prize. She was longlisted for it. So check it out. She's got quite the nice sound. You probably recognize the song from the millions of times I've played it on this show. Here's Walk Away by Jen Grant.
Walk away, don't 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 walk away, don
That was Bury Me Standing by The Handsome Furs off the album Sound Capital. The Sound Capital is my number 7 album on my best of 2011 albums. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ashley Kissman, and I'm counting down my favorite albums of this past year of 2011. Now, I only started my show back in February of this year, so it's been kind of fun to discover different artists and different albums and really carve out who are my personal favorites. And of course, this list does compile artists only that I would only play on What Pink Sounds Like, which again is a show that celebrates women in media and in music. So it's a really great way to increase feminist content here at CITR, on the airwaves, one song at a time, or in today's case, one album at a time. Before that was my number 8 album, Honeymoon Punch, and that was by Jen Grant, and that was the track Walk Away. Up next, I've got a Chicago native. Eleanor Friedberger put out a great album this year called Last Summer. It was her first solo album. She is formerly of Fiery Furnaces, which is a duo of two ladies, and I don't think they broke up. I think they'll still put out albums together, but this was her first crack at going solo, and the album was great. It's perfect summer music. It's just light, it's happy, it's fun, and this was my favorite track from the album. Here is Roosevelt Island right here on CITR.
Picture of a girl with the same hair and I pose next to her, cop and a smile. Made a great photo, but I never thought I'd see her again. Didn't really want to ever see her again. When alone on the train, it was hard to imagine you counter back on your own. I can't believe you brought her back for me. That day was supposed to be like spring break, but it was dark and cool. And the sand beds are dirty and gritty under our shoes. I brought my camera and have a shot of us, you and that guy who died down in Philly on the beach. The cyclone made you sick. It was a similar sort of trip. By the time we took the tram down to Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you than like me. I like that. We even went up to
sat on a bench on that designated corner when we didn't have cell phones, and waited for our man, and jumped on the subway back downtown. It always kicks in, it always kicks in, it sets your mind, something like emotion. It sets your mind, sets your mind. You really have to convince yourself that it'll be good outside.
That was Eleanor Friedberger with Roosevelt Island off the album Last Summer. Last Summer is my number 6 on my best 2011 albums list, my top 10 albums list. And I have to say, up next is number 5. So we're halfway through. Number 5 may come as no surprise to some of my regular listeners. It's by Saida Baba Taliba, and it's the album Scream. This track is called A Place Called Grace, and I think Saida Baba Taliba, she is just something else. She is, I think, going to be part of this force that's going to change how Canadian R&B and funk and soul is viewed, hopefully everywhere, the rest of the world, within Canada. She's around to stay, that's my prediction. Here's A Place Called Grace right here on CITR.
just a little taste,
just a little taste.
Thank you.
That was Florence and the Machine with Shake It Out off the album Ceremonials. My top four, it's at number four right now on my 2011 Best Albums of the Year countdown. Florence and the Machines, you know, they came out with that big hit, Lungs, big album, Lungs, and of course the big hit, The Dog Days Are Over, you know, last year. And this year they don't disappoint. Ceremonials is an excellent album, and Shake It Out is just one of my favorite songs on it. Before that was Saida Baba Taliba off the album Scream, and that was the track A Place Called Grace. Every time I play that track in studio at CITR, I always get a couple of staff members and volunteers kind of hanging out in the station coming in and being like, who is that? Like, who is that woman? And I'm happy to say, again, she's Canadian, she's from Toronto, Saida Baba Taliba. Definitely go and check her out. And I'll have this playlist on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, for you to always go back and check out who my top 10 albums were, you know, for 2011. Now, my number three may come as no surprise to some music lovers out there, but it's actually the Canadian duo Ostra. They've been getting a lot of praise and press on CBC's Gian Gomeshi, The Q, on other big stations as well, and I have to say kudos to Ostra. They put out a great album this year called Feel It Break, and it mixes kind of this alternative, kind of experimental electronic sounds, and you know, the reason why they wanted to do this was because both of them are really into doing more classical music, and this album really allowed them to experiment. So there you go. Nothing wrong with experimenting, especially when it's such a big hit. And they were also recognized by the Polaris Music Prize as well. They didn't take home the prize. That was given to Arcade Fire, but they were shortlisted, and rightly so. Here's the future right here on What Pink Sounds Like. That was Astra with the song The Future off the album Feel It Break. My number two on the list is Imaginary Cities. This is the album Temporary Resident, and really every song on this album is just awesome. They recently just got done touring. I saw them at the Biltmore here in Vancouver last month in November, and it was packed in there, and they were just so humble on stage, the duo. They were so humble on stage because they just really felt like this was it. They had made it. They'd recently toured kind of in the States to kind of two or three people in the crowd, and at the Biltmore, we just welcomed them home. We were just so happy to see them. They're going to go places. This is Imaginary Cities, the duo from Winnipeg. Here's Don't Cry. That was my number two on my top 10 list of the top 10 2011 albums of this year. I'm so excited. I'm about to reveal number one. Are you ready for this? Can you handle this? Because it's going to be good. My number one for 2011, in as far as albums go, the best of the best, has to be Adele. Adele with her album 21, which is, of course, her sophomore album from the album 19. Adele is just, she's breaking records left, right, and center, and not only can she be appreciated in kind of the more pop culture and mainstream music scene, but she's deeply appreciated in, I think, more of the indie, alternative, underground music scene. And when an artist can kind of grab both worlds by the horns, you know they got something special. So here's Adele with the track One and Only, right here on CITR.
You've been on my mind. I grow fonder every day, lose myself in time. Just thinking of your face, God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forgive your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. Promise I'm worthy to hold in your arms. So come. Mention of